Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Ministry. This is a weekly podcast. It's available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I am your host, Minister Archie Rodriguez, and I truly hope that your faith muscle has been building, that you're able to do more sets and more reps, that you're able to push a big boy weight, that your shirt's getting tight and getting your pants are getting loose, because we're doing everything that we need to do to get right. This week's episode is titled, Time to Battle. Say it with me one more time. I need you to say it with your chest. I need for you to really say it and understand it and really believe it and on your heart that it's time to battle. We're going to be in Exodus today. Exodus 13, verses 17 through 18. Before we start the word or get into the word, I'd like to go to God in prayer. We come to you right now, God, with praise upon our lips. We thank you for this day. God, we ask that you just set that devil down, you by his hands and his feet. That the Holy Spirit is the only spirit that is free flow movement in our life, God. Clean us up. We come to you right now, God, giving you all the praise and all the glory for everything you've done in our lives. God, I know we may not like the situation we're in right now or the season that we may be in, but we know that you have a plan for us. And we ask that you let your will be done, God. Sit us down. Remove me. I ask you to increase in me so people can hear you and not me. Forgive me for my failures as a person. God, I ask that you work on my weaknesses so that they become my strength. Fix me, God. And in your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm telling y'all, I need you to text it to somebody today. I need you to tell somebody today that it's time to battle. It's time to get into a fight. It's time for us to really show that we've been able to do what God has called us to do, that we've been getting stronger, that we've been getting better, and that no matter what the situation comes upon our way, we know that God has a final say-so in everything. I want to go to Exodus 13. Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 through 18. Storm I see. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. Exodus 13 reads this. When Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led them in a roundabout way through the wilderness towards the Red Sea. Thus, the Israelites left Egypt like an army ready for battle. I told you this time, and I'm going to say it again. This is God's word. Time for battle. And I'm really hyped about this because I'm not sure about you this week. I'm not sure what's been going on in your life this week, but this week for us has been a little tempting, a little troublesome. We've been in some fights this week. We've had some what I like to call heated fellowship. And they'll say it's okay to have some heated fellowship because in this time you find out what it's truly about. How much are you really ready to fight? How much are you really able to be in this? In the relationship that you're in, or it may be at work that you may be getting into it right now with, but I'm telling you, it's time to battle. It's time to fight. And in the word, it tells us, in Exodus 13, it tells us what's going on here is they're able to leave Egypt right now. God could take him down the shortest path, but God says, nah, that's the easiest way. And if anything happens on this easy way, they're going to go right back to what they were. They're going to go right back to Egypt. And we're going to say, no, we're not going there. We're going to the promised land. So when we go through this, we got to understand a couple of things through this. Whatever God has for you, we're going to get there. It's going this roundabout way. He's protecting you. Well, see, when he's taking them around, you got to understand this time of year that they're leaving. During the day, it's hot. Scorching hot. So what does God do during this roundabout when he's taking this roundabout way? God makes a cloud. And God covers them so they're not hot, that they don't get overheated. See, God changed for what they need. And well, at night in this time in the wilderness, it gets extremely cold. So what does God do? God makes it warm for them. He warms them up. He keeps them covered. He gives them the fire. So this is where we got to understand a couple of things. That God will change at a moment's notice for what you need. I don't think you caught that. God says, well, during the day when it's so hot, I'm going to give it a cloud. I'm going to cover you so that you don't get burnt. Come on now. And at night when it gets so cold, I'm going to give you fire so that you can stay warm. See, it doesn't matter what journey that we are on. It doesn't matter where we're going, how we're getting to that point. But see, some of us get very upset and very frustrated because it's not a straight line. We want this microwave faith. We want this to where it's just simple, quick, and fast. And God says, I need you to understand, if it was quick, simple, and fast, when something came up in your life, you would just run back to the old you. You got to go through some things to get through some things. You got to be able to get through it. It's kind of funny that I was talking to a gentleman at work the other night. And he says, you always send me pictures of stuff that you were in the sauna. And every time you send it to me, the time is getting diminished, but the heat is rising. He says, why don't you just get out? You don't need to do all that. Doing too much. I said, well, let me explain something to you. If I don't go through this, if I don't fight, and if I don't go through this battle of being uncomfortable, then I'll never be comfortable in the new situation that God has for me. Come on now, I'm not sure who I'm trying to speak to today, but I'm trying to preach this thing already. I have to go through the battle. I have to go through that hard part. And I understand that when you go through that hard part, it's not fun. It's not comfortable. It's so uncomfortable, you don't know how to act. You don't know how to do it. It's so easy just to revert back to the old me. It's so easy to be like, nah, I'm just going to stick at the little Debbie aisle at Walmart. I'm just going to just keep doing everything that I've been doing. I'm not going to change up my diet. I'm going to do everything that I've been doing because it's comfortable for me. But God says, I didn't do that for you. I didn't lead you out of that place. I didn't lead you out of that overdose. I didn't lead you out of that bar, out of that relationship, out of that car wreck. Yeah, you may have been going through some things, but if you imagine what you'd be going through right now, if God had stepped into your life. You have to sit in that and understand that God is building you up. He's making you stronger. When I say your faith muscle, it's the muscle that we build up to handle these battles. I know what you say. Well, people say these things about me and I can't do this because I've always been that. And God says, I'm not trying to hear all that hot mess. I'm the one that can change when you need something. When you're hot, I cover you. When you're cold, I warm you up. It's time for battle, y'all. It's time to really understand that God has moved in your life and he has really been doing some things in your life. We just have to understand what he's doing. He's making you stronger for it. He's making you a better person for it. He's making you so that when things come up and people go, when people talk to you, you say, well, how did I do it? How did I get through it? How is it that when you were wrong, you used to lash out because you were embarrassed and ashamed because you were wrong? You're being defensive and disrespectful because you are embarrassed. But now you can apologize and not be hateful about it. And just say, hey, I was wrong. And address the issue and move forward. and able to have a conversation and not the confrontation. We're so been so used to having the confrontations, we don't want the conversations. We just want to lash out and be like, I want to be done with this thing. Well, I've been doing this for so long. This is what I know. I'm so used to stopping by the liquor store. I'm so used to running to this app. I'm so used to lashing out and running away instead of sitting in this battle. Well, if I didn't sit in the sauna for so long, I wouldn't get to where I need to get to. If I didn't sit there and go through the suck part of my life, I didn't go through and get through the suck part of all the relationship. If I didn't have these heated fellowships with my spouse or with my husband or with my brother, with my sister, with my kids, they wouldn't understand. But this is where I tell you that you're stronger than what you thought you were, so that when you have these conversations and not the confrontations, when we're able to articulate our point of view and be able to say that God, when I say God, I need to step into my life. This is where I need to step into my life at. Don't get mad at me now when I'm fixing to step on someone's toes right here. But when he says, I need you to have a conversation and to be able to explain and not lash out, not be ugly about it, and just talk. I know it's very hard for some of us to do. I know it's hard. It's just so simple. But I told you that you're here to break a generational curse. You are the one that's going to stop things. And I've been over the generational curses for the last several weeks. And it keeps coming up. And it keeps coming up. But I'm telling you, we've been in a battle. We've been in a fight. I told you, we don't fight flesh and blood. We fight spiritual battles. We're in a spiritual warfare. You ever been to that same point where someone can just look at you and they steal your joy? Or they say something to you and then they're your joy, all of a sudden you're in a bad mood. Spiritual warfare. It's time to battle. That's the time that you need to rely on the word of God and says, God, I know you're taking me in a roundabout way. I know you're doing some things with me. And I want you to understand that when you're doing these things with me, I understand that you have a plan laid out for me. And so I trust you with that. I want us to go around Luke 8, chapter 8, right around verse 43. And a woman has been bleeding for 12 years consistently. Hasn't stopped for 12 years. Imagine what the kind of pain that she's going through. And all she says, God, I just need to touch out. And I just need to touch out. I need to reach out and touch your garment. And what she did, she touched out. She reached out and touched Jesus. I understand that you got hurt years ago. I understand that you've been through some hell years ago. I understand that they hurt your brother and they hurt your sister. That your family's been hurting. That you've been done wrong by some people. But I'm here to tell you, all you need to do is reach out and touch Jesus. Reach out and touch the one that makes the sun rise and the sun set. Be that one right there. Imagine if Jesus didn't go to the cross for us. He said, oh no, I'm okay. I'm not going to go through it today. No, he said, I'm going to keep on going through it. When he was hanging upon that cross, the thief to the side said, don't forget me. Remember me. He didn't do everything he was supposed to. He didn't say, oh, I need to get my life right. The lady that was suffering said, well, let me get my life in order before I come to you. She said, no, I just need to touch you. That thief on the cross didn't go to church, didn't read the scriptures. He just reached out. He just looked at God and said, he turned to Jesus and said, remember me. And what did Jesus tell him? At the end of this, you're going to be in paradise. Come to him the way you are. You don't have to change anything. Just come to him. Rely on him. You've been doing things the wrong way for so long. We've gotten so used to doing the wrong things, we think they're right. You've told a lie for so long, you think it's right. You think it's the truth. Don't get mad at me. Now I'm trying to tell you it's time to battle. It's time to fight. You've been getting so strong in so many things. Don't stop it now. Don't stop it now. You're getting to that point. And I know that you feel like at times you're discouraged and you just feel like, God, I just need to get to this point. And you're getting to the point. You're getting through. That breakthrough is coming. I understand you may have went back to the hospital last week because you got another diagnosis. They may have put you in the ER last week because something happened to you. But you're still here. You're still moving. I told you, you got receipts for all these things. He's been making you stronger. You woke up today. We're here again today together. Keep on going forward. I understand that people get on your nerves. You may not like the way things are going, but I'm telling you right now, God is with you and he is moving inside of you. I don't care what the devil tries to do. I don't care what the people around you try to do. You are the light. You are the one that's being touched. You are the one that's going to spread the love. You're the one that's going to break these curses. You are the one that they're going to go to and be like, yeah, that's the one right there. When you want to go to a fight, get that one right there because he knows how to fight. And I don't put my hands up on nobody anymore. Now I put my hands on somebody. Now I pray over your life. Now I'm not going to talk about you. I'm going to pray for you. And that's the change right there. That's the battle of where you want to talk about somebody, where you need to pray for somebody. Change it up right now and pray for somebody instead of talk about somebody. Heal that relationship. Heal and pray and give it to God. Say, God, I need you to help me with this because I keep putting my hands on. I just make a mess out of it. I need the message to come out this mess. I need to come out better on the other side of it. When you're sitting there and you're sitting in the heat and you know that God's not going to let you burn up in it, but you just got to be able to sit there like, God, I know they're getting on my nerves right now. I know they're saying some things I don't like, but I need to hear these things. So that I can grow and be better. It's time to battle. The lady for 12 years didn't get and throw her hands up. No, she just reached out. There's the difference, right? That's the battle right there. Just reaching out and say, God, I need you right now. Heal the hurt in my heart. Heal the hurt in my soul. You've been in everything into my life. And I need you to continue to be with me in my life right now. I need you to continue to keep touching me. So I'm able to get stronger with it. And when people ask me, how do you get through this? How are you able to stay so positive in a mess? Because I know what he brought me out of. I know where I would be without him. I'd be breathing dirt. A car wreck should have took my life years ago. God says, I have a plan for you. I'm going to use that car wreck to show you something. That I protect you. That I'm guiding you. It doesn't matter what people say about your past. God's taking care of the past. Taking care of the future right now. He's leading you on this path so that you don't go back to your Egypt. He brought you out of Egypt. The things that you've been praying for so long are here. Don't run back. You've been praying for this for so long. Don't run back. Reach out and touch him. Reach out and say, God, I need you in my life right now. I need you to come into my life. I need you right now, Heavenly Father. When you fight and when we get into these battles, you got to understand that God's with us in it. Just like when you're getting hit with it. You're taking some punches, but we win in the fight. We're not having no 10-8 rounds. We may be getting beat up pretty good, but Jesus is going to say, I still got you covered. I'm still showing you how to bob and weave. I'm showing you how to do a little bit of rope-a-dope. I'm telling you that you've been getting stronger for these battles. We're not stopping yet. We're still going to the people that he's called us to be. And it may not always look pretty. It may not always be the way you think it needs to be. But if it was up to us, we'd cause a mess. We trust God in laying out this path. Make this day the best day. Make the next conversation you have with the one that you were just arguing with, make it the best conversation. And I know it's hard, but this is the battle that we're fighting. It's time to battle. It's time to say, God, truly step in right now and have your way. Remove me. Get me out the way, God, because I'm a mess. But you came and rescued me. You left them to find me. And here I am. I'm asking you to step in and touch someone's life right now. Wherever may be going on, God, that you settle the storm, that you quiet down the storm, and they're able to walk through it with praise upon our lips and joy inside our heart. God, I know that we've been hurt by people. I know we've been hurt that we've been going through a depression and some anxiety, that we've been thoughts of suicide. That we're made, that a feeling of worthlessness. A season of, oh, poor woe me. Why am I still here? We know we're going through, we have these thoughts, God, but we know that you can heal. And God, we ask you to heal right now. You are the one that we rely on. You're the one that can calm the storm. We know that you're the one that can move these mountains. But it's going through the mountaintop, getting to that point, coming out of this valley that we may be in right now. I know it's hard. I know those legs hurt when we're climbing, but continue to keep on climbing. Don't stop yet because we're not done yet. It's time to battle. You're not on your deathbed. You got up out your deathbed. Here, I'm getting hyped right now, y'all. And I'm not trying to keep y'all, but let me try to explain something to you right quick. You should have died when they put that bullet in you. You should have died when you took that last drink. You should have died when that car wrecked. You should have died a long time ago. But God says, I'm doing something new inside of you. They tried to kill him. They said, I'm going to hang you up on the cross. But when he got into that tomb, he went through a battle. He says, I'm coming out different on the other side of it. I'm not going in the same way I went. I'm coming out on a different way than I went into it. I understand what you're saying. Now, this may not be for you. You may not be going through nothing right now, but I'm telling you, there's someone right now that I'm trying to speak to right now. Keep on battling. God has a plan for your life. God has something for your life, and you keep on fighting. You keep on pushing, and no matter what they say, you keep on doing what you need to do, because God has a big plan for you. You keep reaching out saying, God, I know I used to do things the other way, but now I trust in you right now, God. With every breath that I take, God, you put the breath in me. You breathe into my nostrils and gave me life. And here I am, Jesus, saying your name. I give you all the praise and all the glory. I thank you, Jesus. I want to be the head and not the tail anymore. You are the Alpha and the Omega. I give everything to you, God. Because of you, I'm able to walk and talk the way I talk. I'm able to get up out the hospital bed. I'm here. God, they gave me a diagnosis, should have taken my life. But here I am, God, and I thank you for it, Jesus. I say, come on now, put some praise upon my lips, because in the battle, when the hell I'm going through it, I still got some praise upon my lips. I'm still singing hallelujah when I'm going through my hell, when they coming at me and I'm having some heated confrontations. And here I am in some fellowship. I know that God is upon me right now. I'm saying, Jesus, step on in. Step on in right now, God, because I know you have a bigger plan for me. I don't need no background music. I don't need nothing else. I'll go a cappella when I need to, because I put my praise upon my lips, because I know that he's got it. It's time for battle. It's time for us to keep on fighting. Let God guide the path to what you got going on in your life. He is the only way. And here's what I'm telling you right now. Let that shirt get extra tight. Do some extra reps, because here we are. It's time for battle. It's time for us to push some heavy weight. I know you're going through a season right now that's not pleasant, but keep on fighting. The Bible says that he rose, and 3 days later he had all power in his hands. So he's rising you up out this storm. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. You are bigger than what they said. You are better than what they said. They said, Jesus, and I dropped all the charges in your past. All you need to do is walk in the walk that I told you to walk. Stay in that light. Stay in what you're doing. And this is where we got to understand that God is truly moving in that light. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for this day. I thank you for this word. I thank you for this season that I may be in. And God, I know it ain't always right. And I know I got issues I need to work out, but I'm here to battle. I'm here to get better. Let me continue to study your word and let your word guide the path to my feet. I'm reaching out to you and I need you to heal my bleeding. Wherever your bleeding may be, I'm asking that Jesus heals it right now. Whatever you're hurting from, that Jesus heals it right now. The pain you have in your heart, the bitterness, the anger, that he heals it right now. And if you don't know him, come to him right now. And let him touch you. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your glory, God. And I give everything to you. I put praise upon my lips when I'm going through the storm. God, but I know that I'm here for this battle. And I know that you're with me, walking through with me. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. It's time to battle and fight. to be better. I don't care what you did in the past. Jesus said, I dropped them charges. If we knew what he had prepared for us, we wouldn't be stressing about it. Oh, come on now. Let's get through this battle. Let's get through the suck part. Let's get through the hard part. Let's get through this struggle. He's with you, walking, holding you hand in hand. Come on, get through it. Determination to get through it because he's with us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, we come to you right now asking for your mercy and your grace, asking for us to get better through these battles. I know that you're in the battle with us right now, God. I know that we're dealing with some hurt. But God, we ask you to heal the hurt right now. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this word. I ask that the word guide the path to our feet and fix our mistakes. And in your name we pray. Amen. It's time to battle, y'all. It's time to really fight and get down to the nitty gritty and work through the issues and the insecurities. I got a lot of them. But I know that with God, I'm better. And I'm working on it. You don't got to be perfect. You just got to keep working. And until next week, Lord willing, stay blessed. Be blessed. It's time to battle. Come on, y'all. Fight. Don't stop. The breakthrough is coming. And in Jesus' name, I love y'all. And I thank y'all for joining me. Come on, y'all. It's time for battle. Rejoice that you made it through the night. Rejoice that you made it another day. Come on.